With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time for Democrats to vote to reopen the government.
Chuck Schumer doesn't do anything that doesn't have a political component to it. And honestly, I think that's what's driving this. If you think about it, there really isn't any other explanation. I think they're so scared of their hardcore base.
And the Majority Leader, John Thune, among the leaders on Capitol Hill, demanding that Democrats drop their demand for $1.5 trillion in new spending to reopen the government. Democrats in the state of Virginia working to disenfranchise the state's Republican voters by pushing for a redistricting plan that would give them a permanent supermajority in the state. More details on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Last November, President Donald Trump received 46.6% of the votes. If this redistricting plan passes, it would mean Republicans would hold only 18% of the state House seats in a state where at least 40% of the voters are Republicans. In 2020, the overwhelming majority of Virginians voted for a constitutional amendment that codified nonpartisan redistricting. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin calls a new redistricting proposal, quote, nuts. Youngkin added that Democrats are, quote, trying to run some desperate plan to redistrict Virginia. I think it's unconstitutional. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This week, President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese signed a critical minerals deal at the White House. Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says it's silly for the U.S. to depend on adversaries like China for those kind of minerals, especially when we have so many of our own.
We have far more of these minerals than China does. Why is it that today we're dependent on Beijing for our critical minerals, which are necessary for our manufacturing, our defense systems, our microchips? So the first thing we have to do, and this is something that our great Interior Secretary Doug Burgum wants to do, is not just drill, baby, drill, but mine, baby, mine.
This is SRN News. A watchdog group has issued a warning. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, this takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Ministry International Christian Concern says there is a very real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media, by and large, seems to be ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals that the terrorists are destroying about 100 churches every month. This is SRN News. Kirk County, Texas, was devastated by flooding over the summer months, and churches there helped to get people back on their feet. The First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out about $250,000 it received in private donations to help with that cause. The government is showing a mixed picture on inflation last month.
The Labor Department says gas prices went up, rent costs cooled, growth appears steady, but hiring has slowed. The numbers show inflation has risen more slowly than many economists expected when President Trump imposed sweeping tariffs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he'll pull that anti-tariff ad that prompted President Trump to end trade talks with Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says after talking with the Prime Minister, he has elected to pause the advertising campaign effective on Monday. More on these stories at srnnews.com.